The only thing that bothered me about not having sex for 2 years was people judging me for not having sex for 2 years.
I would say he comments on how hot guys are more than ever saying a girl is hot.
It was like 30 seconds long.
Three strokes and it counts, baby.
If you as a human felt like I was restricting you from experimenting in some sort of way with something you're curious about, I could respect that.
What is up, my friends, and welcome to Uncensored, my podcast where I'm gonna give you my uncensored truth from my balls and from Vida's balls into your beautiful faces. Well, talking about balls, first of all, you as my girlfriend.
I have more balls than you.
That's a big fact. I'm not gonna even argue that. But secondly, I got scrotox in my nutsack. So I wanna have an outside perspective. From you knowing my balls, what's the difference? Like, do you think they're like lower hanging?
There was no difference.
No difference at all?
Nope.
Nothing?
No.
Also lately, if you watch my last couple YouTube videos, you've been in more videos lately because you also became a photographer.
I did.
Here's the thing. I've had a lot of experiences with photographers that were like, a lot of like older men that were coming on to me strong sexually, and it was very uncomfortable at times. And now I have my girlfriend shooting me naked. It, and now it's even more uncomfortable. Like the inappropriate things you say during a shoot, it's really, this video is an intervention and I'm putting you on the spot. I'm gonna call this video Confronting My Abuser. So what do you have to say? What do you have to say about shooting me naked and what the experience has been for you?
Well, first of all, I deny all allegations.
Okay.
No, I think that it's really fun to be able to creatively express myself in your world, mm-hmm. because I don't necessarily fit into your world in any other kind of way that like gels so naturally,
mm-hmm.
but me getting to be a photographer for you is awesome.
Yeah, that's
like
really cool.
I think like I'm not stepping on anyone's toes.
Yeah.
Except for all the photographers that want to shoot with him and see him naked.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's so much more comfortable with you because I've talked to this about this openly, but as a model on a photography set, it is sometimes so uncomfortable, especially now that I'm shooting more sexy stuff. I want the package to look good, you know what I'm saying? But having to fluff is very embarrassing, especially with somebody I don't know. You know, it's like the thing where a photographer comes up to you and goes like, hey, can we like live a little? And then I have to turn around and like get some baby oil and like fluff myself in a cold room. Now I say,
you just look at me.
I just look at you and then
fluffed.
I just look at you. I look down and then there we go. You know, yeah. It's the same with Jeff. So it's quite beautiful. It's quite beautiful.
With Jeff.
Yeah, no. And I just want to say, a lot of people are not used to seeing females here on my channel, which is totally cool because I made videos with you in the past and people liked you a lot. But they just don't click on the motherfucking video because people want to see men in here, you know?
Well, I gotta come up with like a better character, you know? Like maybe I am a girl that like...
has a penis.
No!
I think that's your way in. That's your way in. You just gotta grow some balls, some really low-hanging ones, and that's gonna make you more popular in the gay community.
I gotta get a character. Like, yeah. You know, like I'm an ultra diva, you know,
yeah. Okay.
Guys. I'm a diva.
Yeah.
I'm like Beyonce and Taylor Swift.
Britney Spears, right?
Britney Spears. Like, yeah.
I can see that. And how do you feel like, because like a lot of people were always confused because they see a lot of similarities between you and Jeff.
What does that mean? Similarities and
I mean, you're both blonde.
What are they confused about?
I kiss both of you.
Okay.
How does that make you feel as a blonde female individual, seeing an almost equally as blonde individual being close to your man? Because I mean, I kissed Jeff. You know, I made a video. You saw the kiss.
So here's the thing.
Yeah.
I agreed to be in a relationship with you under the, you know, with the agreement, you know, the understanding that like emotionally you're not gonna cheat on me, but physically you can.
Okay.
With your mouth only.
What about my penis? Like,
no.
What if I...
No.
Like, okay. No. What if it was in Mykonos though, on the 17th of September, under a palm tree, on a yacht, both of those things can be like, I'm gonna make it happen. Just, and then everything is good. The sun is setting, you know, we have a good party night. We come back, we feel like we're in the flow, you know, we swim with some sea turtles, it's very beautiful. And then I get out the coconut oil and smash out Jeff on the yacht.
I just want to like, be
is,
there.
Is, okay, okay, so if I smashed out Jeff on the yacht with the sea turtles, the palm tree and everything, but you were also in the corner watching, how would that work out for you?
Serious
question. I was always wondering about females because I don't understand them at all. Okay. So I was always wondering, men are much more jealous when it comes to physical infidelity, right? So if you slept with another man.
Jeff.
Yes.
Okay.
If you slept with another man.
Jeff.
Don't put that picture in my head. No, it's fine.
You if keep you, putting it in my
it's
head.
Fine. If you slept with another man, like Jeff, like Jeff's a man. Okay, okay. Yeah. If you slept with Travis, it would be different, you know, I don't know. But if you slept with Jeff, that would like bother me more than you having an emotional connection with him. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Because, and that's very interesting psychologically and evolutionary, and there's an evolutionary philosophy in psychology that says that because women need that protection in the Stone Age to procreate. But men, if you have sex with another dude, you're taken. Your oven is taken. Your womb is taken. So how is that for you? Do you feel like more jealousy if I was emotionally close to somebody like Travis or with somebody I bang like Jeff?
I think the basics of like all humans is we can get jealous and there can be a couple things that make it happen. I feel like when I first met you, I was totally jealous of you and Travis because I didn't understand it. Mm-hmm. And I was like so confused. I was like, am I the other woman? You know, like, what did I do?
The other woman. Yeah, sometimes yeah. I refer to Travis as my bro girlfriend, you know?
Yeah, Travis is definitely, me and Travis are the women in your life, you know? So, but once I got to know, like, you guys and your dynamic, then I was like, oh, okay, there's nothing to be jealous of. You guys have this close, amazing bond, but it's not a threat. It's not like you're trying to replace our bond.
No, it's very different. It's just
different
two separate
bonds.
Things, 100%.
Yeah. So no, I'm not jealous, but that is something emotional.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Exactly. That's what
but
I'm saying.
But I'm not jealous of it.
Yeah.
Because it's not threatening us. If you, I always think of like guys that like have a lot of sex and lie to their girlfriend, and they never have a plan to actually have an affair and fall in love with someone else. They're just like banging other girls. So then I think like, oh, maybe like monogamy isn't their thing.
Mm-hmm. I see what you mean.
You know? And so I think it just depends on the situation. And sorry, I can't give you a black and white answer.
No, that's totally fine.
Like if you wanted to replace our relationship with someone, a different person to have intimacy with and have sex, then yeah, I would be fucking jealous. But if you just wanna like kiss people to like get like that high out of like doing something a little out there or like pushing the boundaries or like, you know, like kissing Jeff to make a joke of like, hey Travis, you like kissing me better. You know, I don't care.
And
like,
I also wanna commend you for that because it's hard, like, I think there's not a lot of women who would understand a relationship dynamic that I have. And my life's very confusing, my sexuality. Even I'm confused, especially when I met you. You were confused. I was also confused.
Yeah.
I was like, how can I feel such a close relationship to Travis?
Yeah.
But like, everything is there, but I didn't have that like physical urge to bang him, right? So that's the difference. So I also want to like
thank you
and respect you for being so grounded and secure for... Because a lot of people, I guess, freak out, you know? It's
a
normal thing.
I did freak out. I was very insecure. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm okay admitting that. I've admitted it to Travis and to you and to my mom. But, I mean, you're right. Like, I also, when I met him, I was, like, really in love with this girl. And I didn't understand, like, it was also a friendship that, we did cross that line. So
what line did you cross exactly?
Vaginas touching.
Travis and I did the same thing. See, there you go.
For real?
No, we didn't touch vaginas. Oh.
Right, because you don't have vaginas.
We scissored with our butthole. No.
But, you know, it, to be clear, you guys never had sex.
No.
Okay,
no.
Cool. Just to clear, like, the comment.
Well, we're very close, though. Very close to it. No, we never had sex.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, it was really confusing for me because I was pretty sure I was swearing off men.
Mm-hmm.
Because of like this, the type of men I had dated and how I was starting to view them. And I was scared of men.
Yeah.
And I started to like open myself up to women because I do have an attraction to women, but I wasn't raised being told like it's normal to like women. It was like, oh, lesbians exist. And that was it. Yeah. That's like all I was told. And I was like, am I a lesbian?
Yeah.
So,
and I think
sexuality is really confusing.
It is. And I think you have a lot of similarities with Jeff, not just your blonde hair,
but his
beautiful blue eyes. But also,
his confusion.
Yeah, because Jeff had very bad experiences in his last relationship with a woman, which I think then led him to explore man more, which I think is like might be a common thing.
I told him I really want to do a podcast with him talking about that, like me and him just opening up about how it's a mirrored exploration because he referred to women as like toxically feminine and I referred to men as toxically masculine, and then we were like,
we were gonna
battle it out. but it was like a similarity where I think like he started to fear women in their full generic form of perhaps how they communicate or think, or how I think we emotionally bully people very naturally.
Yeah,
you know, whereas men are intimidating with their physical dominance. I think women have an emotional dominance.
Do you think I'm physically dominating, baby?
Yeah,
what do you think about my guns?
I feel weak next to you. Actually, I always tell Mario when he holds me here, like hold me like this. When we cuddle like this, I'm like, oh, I feel so safe. It's like right here. I feel so safe.
You know, I've always wanted to feel that way, because the one thing I love about having a girlfriend is because it makes me feel superior, because I can physically crush you. That's where our relationship is.
You're gonna get canceled!
No, it makes me feel good. Seeing how weak you are, you know, you can't lift anything, baby. And I'm like, they're bench pressing like 220 pounds. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm going to say about this. So you opened up about like you were closer to women. So what are you, because you've openly now, I saw your post during Pride. You made a post saying that you are basically
bisexual,
right?
Yeah.
What is it like? Did that change anything for you? Because I always had a problem with
labeling,
because I think it's limiting in some ways.
Yeah.
Where do you differentiate between exploration, like bi curiosity, and like bisexuality? When you cross that, like, because I've kissed guys, I'm definitely bi curious. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think you are bi curious, and it's more casual. Like, you're not even into labels because, for whatever reason, like, you just don't like labels. But you like humans.
Yeah, I love connection with humans.
And you're attracted. I would say he comments on how hot guys are more than ever saying a girl is hot. Like, I'm not gonna lie, Mario will notice a hot guy in public before he ever sees boobs or an ass. And that is how he is.
Well, yeah.
Also, one time this guy was flirting with him in front of me, and I got so protective, because I was like, is this if I didn't exist? And the connection?
Which guy?
It was in Florida.
Oh.
And he was like, he wasn't flirting with me. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? He was totally hitting on you. And Mario's like, well,
out with you, I was traveling with you, they'd probably think I'm your gay best friend.
No.
And you, in the beginning, you thought I was gay. You thought when I first met you.
Well, because
we met with Travis. So we met at a Christmas party. In LA, Travis was there.
And I remember, it's because Travis like was like all over you like this, and it was like very comfortable and gay. And I was like, oh, maybe they're boyfriends. Like, I don't know. But then he was so nice to me and talked to me so much, and he wanted my information.
I was nice to you, so you thought I was even more gay because I was nice, you know?
He wanted to see me the next day, so I was like, maybe it's my new gay best friend, or maybe I will bang him. At some point, I did walk away from that night, and I said to my friend, I was like, do you think I could fuck Mario? And he was like, yeah, probably.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Then I did one day.
How was that?
It took like a couple weeks, but... It was like 30 seconds long.
Three strokes and it counts, baby.
Mario hadn't had sex for a long time, as he's told all of you.
Here's the thing.
So when we had sex for the first time,
it was a massively banging sex fest that lasted for hours of multiple orgasms, ups and downs, waves of emotions clashing into your face, overtaking your body, crippling your ability to...
If I'm being honest, I think it took a couple weeks for us to find a sex rhythm.
Hey!
Why?
This is my podcast. Don't talk about that. You're in front of other people.
But it's like, the truth.
No, here's the thing.
But
okay,
it's the truth about your asexuality.
It is. So here's the thing. I thought for the longest time that I was asexual. I have, in the modeling industry, not had an opportunity to have a lot of sex because I didn't naturally connect with people, right? I had sex very early, like at 15 years old in Peru with a prostitute. So I was like, hey, I've done the sex thing, right? And then I started becoming very focused on my goals. And then the longer
sex wasn't a goal.
But also then the longer you don't have sex, the more scary it becomes. Because with experience, like, I think confidence, nobody's born confident with anything. I think it's a skill you have to learn and hone. I'm now confident with sex because I've had sex, right? And I feel comfortable. I feel comfortable talking in front of a camera doing stand-up comedy because I've done it. But after I hadn't done it for a few years, I then was like, oh, it becomes, the stakes are higher.
Yeah.
Because I want to be best, the best at everything. And then I started modeling, and I've opened up about this in a different video. And all of a sudden I become very sexualized. Like, sex to me is nothing that I share with another person. That's like a special moment of like a sanctity. Like, I didn't keep the sanctity of like the sexual experience. Instead, sex was merely used for modeling jobs, underwear jobs, and then photographers sexually harassed me, sexual assault, which then made, when I thought about sex, I didn't think about, oh, I can connect with you,
right,
and communicate.
Share, consent.
No.
Love.
I thought about rape, sexual assault,
yeah,
harassment, and just having sex as like a way to, it's like a career in a way, you know? That's why I also think a lot of sex workers, depending how far they go, like Reno, for example, Reno Gold doesn't have sex with anybody in his OnlyFans scenes, even though he does very explicit sexual things, but actually having sex, he's keeping that for a special person.
Yeah. Right, his private life.
Yeah,
his private life. If he has sex in his private life.
Yeah. That makes sense.
It gives you separation. I think it depends on what kind of person you are, how you understand things, because everyone's different. There's no like book of how to be a human.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, people write it, but don't read that shit. That's manipulation.
Yeah.
Don't join Scientology. I think you asked me a question and I didn't answer it.
I think I talked about your bisexuality.
Deciding that I like the label bisexual is because I can picture myself in a partnership with a woman,
mm-hmm,
and I can picture myself in a partnership with a man.
Okay.
And I've, you know, and I've been in situations where people have challenged me, and that's when I really realized it was very real for me.
Mm-hmm.
People just like really challenging whether I knew myself.
Mm.
And that was the scariest experience. Like being on a date with a woman who has way more experience than you with other women.
Yeah.
It's very intimidating,
mm-hmm,
and it almost makes you think like, do I really want to be here? Is this really what I want to do?
So the lesbian that community was not very inviting?
It depends on the type of woman.
Yeah.
I went on a couple dates with different types of women and everyone had different vibes.
Yeah, I think the term bisexuality, a lot of people also say, if I come out as bisexual, right, people are just going to say, oh, he's gay, right? So that's just like a bisexual.
Men, yeah,
a lot of people judge. Yeah, no, yeah. A lot of people also judge when you say you're bisexual. It's like, oh, that doesn't exist. It's a phase. You're actually just gay, but you keep that label because you're more comfortable with saying that you're bisexual. And I think it's a journey for a lot of guys who come out, I think, first. Travis had the same thing. He first came out as bisexual, whereas I would say Travis Bryant also is attracted to women. Like, we talked about this, like, with him, he can actually, you know, see himself. He finds you super hot, by the way. Mm-hmm. He keeps saying that all the fucking time, mm-hmm, you know? So, talking about, like, the whole polyamorous thing, because my, like I said, asexuality, sex has never been a big driving factor. There was a big, like, block sexually because of all the assault. But also, I'm not a very, like, crazy horny person, right? I never had to go to the club, let off some steam. Like, I went without sex for 2 years. It didn't bother me. The only thing that bothered me about not having sex for 2 years was people judging me for not having sex for 2 years. Because I was not a man. So I don't feel like in our relationship that I have to, like, let off some steam and, like, be with other people.
Oh, I was like, you know? Do let off steam with me.
Yeah, no, exactly with you, but I mean other people, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I love just like experimenting with guys, kissing guys sometimes, but if it came to that, if I had to let off some steam with somebody else, would you rather that be a female or a male? That's the silhouette of a penis.
Okay, so this is probably an answer that someone who's polyamorous would give. If you as a human felt like I was restricting you from experimenting in some sort of way with something you're curious about, I could respect that. As long as you're not doing it to disrespect me.
Yeah.
So if you were like, I really want to have sex with a guy. Like, I just want to do it where it's consensual.
Mm-hmm.
I'm into it. I'm comfortable. Because your experiences have been more like, it was imposed on you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? Maybe like once it was like a curious thing,
mm-hmm,
but
yeah.
You know, like the first time I tried to hook up with a girl, it was very nerve-wracking, so I didn't go all the way, you know, like, and it took me almost a year to do it again, you know what I mean? So it's like, you could try again.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So if you really wanted that experience, I might not love it at first, but I would, like, learn to, like, respect it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you wanted to hook up with another girl, I mean, I understand that you haven't hooked up with so many girls, so if you really were curious about, like, another woman, or you thought it was, like, not as exciting to hook up with me because it's the same thing all the time, I don't know. Like, I have no idea what would justify this decision.
Yeah.
Then I would figure out a way to be okay with it.
Cool.
Because I want to be with you.
Yeah.
But, like, if I didn't, then I'd just be like, we're done.
And or maybe you can be there as well, you know what I mean?
Well, I always say,
yeah,
I want a threesome.
Well, Jeff has asked, like, okay, the amount of time Jeff has made some sort of hint at that has been, like, pretty intense.
I don't want to hook up with Jeff. No offense,
Travis.
No, I don't want to hook up. Okay, listen. Once you hook up with friends, you might be starting a relationship.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing also I have that's always, like, stopped me from, even with Travis, like, I didn't even want to change because we have such a beautiful thing. I didn't want to, like, change anything and add another layer of our relationship because that always adds complications, you know? So, yeah. And that's why I think also we should stop the sexual things. Because it would make it less complicated, you know? Yeah.
No.
No, baby. And then I'm just gonna ask you a popular question by our viewers. Because now I've kissed Travis Bryant before, I've kissed Jeff before, I have a bromance with Travis Bryant, which is based more on emotional love and real intimacy and care for each other. And then Jeff, which is more based on ball sex and fun stuff and getting strotox and adventures and traveling and that bromance.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you like better? Are you Team Trario or Team Marf? Team Marf, bro.
I don't want to choose.
No?
Why are you going to make me choose?
Because that's the drama people want. People want to feel the person on the podcast being slightly uncomfortable. So there's stakes. So we don't just talk about, like, oh, you're bisexual. No, we talk about, like, real stuff that's going to make you uncomfortable. If you had to choose, kill and get
kill,
banged by
kill,
Mario.
Kill, fuck, Mary. That's the game.
Kill, fuck, Mary. Okay. Kill, fuck, Mary. Mario, Travis, and Jeff.
I would fuck Mario.
Cool.
I would kill Jeff.
Yeah.
And marry Travis.
I can see that. That's exactly what I knew you were gonna do that. Yeah. Okay, so kill, fuck, Mary, you, Travis, and Jeff. I would marry Travis. I would fuck you, and I would kill Jeff. Same thing. No, for real, though, for real. That's exactly what I would do. Sorry, Jeff. Bro, like, the thing is, I don't know. I'd love to do everything with each of you. I would like to bang Travis, marry him, and then kill him. Then move on, do the same thing with Jeff, and then with Vida.
And then
see what happens and how I feel after.
That is so dumb.
Yeah.
That was the dumbest interview question ever.
This podcast is uncensored, so we ask anything. There's no problem.
I have a question.
Have a question.
Do you love kissing my nose or Travis's nose? Whose nose do you like more? Whose nose? Yeah. Whose nose, baby?
I will say Travis's nose is bionic because it has, like, Travis has got this, like, I mean, he had a nose job too, right? So his nose is, like, literally, it's like this bionic little thing there. I think it's so funny kissing. So here's the thing. Kissing Travis's nose is the funniest shit in the world because of his reaction. His eyes go in every single direction in the world. But you have a cute nose. But the most, like, my most attractive thing, what I also love about you is your teeth. Look at those teeth. Look at those motherfucking teeth, bro. I'm gonna zoom in on those teeth real quick. You've got the nice, like, they're so cute and nice. They're so cute and nice. What's your ethnicity, baby?
I'm white.
Cool. All right.
I'm Russian. Okay, no. I'm Eastern European, Jewish, Russian, Ukrainian. What else did it say?
Norwegian. 50% Norwegian. You're a lot Norwegian.
40% Norwegian.
40% Norwegian.
40% Eastern European, Russian, Jewish, Ukrainian. I'm just trying to, because it just says European Jewish.
Yeah. Eastern,
it doesn't say Russia. Like, it says all of the countries.
Yeah.
Yugoslavian, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm Scottish, French,
So all the English. White things. All the white things.
So as I said,
and white.
Okay, cool. I also want to ask you a question because I did just make a video about my circumcision story, right? Because I got circumcised when I was 18 years old for an ex-girlfriend, right? She was Turkish. And also I wanted to be different, you know, I wanted to be cool. In Germany, nobody is circumcised, right? Every single German runs around the block in middle school. We're all walking around the block, jumping up and down with their like little foreskins just wiggling. Too much information. And it's cool, you know, nobody is circumcised. So I was like, you know what? I'm gonna be the one German without a motherfucking foreskin.
German.
I'm gonna walk around the block in middle school and wrap around my schlongdong that is circumcised, and I'm gonna be the coolest kid on the block because I'm gonna be different, bro. So I got circumcised, then I came to America and everybody's circumcised there because Kellogg's made all the young kids get circumcised to not masturbate or some bullshit like that. So now you as a woman, I would like to hear your opinion. What do you prefer in a man? Do you prefer a circumcised penis or an uncircumcised penis?
Okay, so I'm American. The first penis I saw was circumcised, and then I thought that was what's normal. Then I learned that they cut that shit off when they're babies, and I was like, how strange. And so if I had like more experience with uncircumcised wieners, I'd probably think that was normal, and then I would think it's strange to see a circumcised dick.
Mm.
So when you
first saw an uncircumcised dick, you thought it was like an anteater? Do you thought it was like weird?
Yeah, I thought it looked like an anteater, exactly.
What was your reaction when you first saw it? So okay, we're gonna reenact it,
also,
right?
It smells.
I dropped my pants, I have an uncircumcised penis, and I pull that thing out, okay?
And there's down. Like all this skin.
I whip it out. What's your reaction when you saw it?
There's
were you like, ah!
It's like an eggplant, you know, now I get the eggplant emoji.
Okay.
It's just like a lot of skin. Yeah, it looks like an anteater. What'd you say?
An anteater.
Yeah.
That animal, you know, with an extra. You get a little extra, you get an extra like
skin.
Third of an inch.
I don't know.
You know, like
I would definitely say like a circumcised penis feels like a skinny penis. Like there's like no skin that makes like it, you know, like, but like with all that extra skin, like down on the shaft, it like, it's like more cushy.
Cushy. That's
cushy.
Beautiful. Yeah.
And then it's probably more comfortable for sex because it's like more things are rubbing and like squishing together, you know.
But do you,
skin.
Do you feel that? Like, cause
I think you do, but it's been a very long time.
Cause I can tell you like when my penis was hard when I was younger, when it was still getting hard, not like nowadays, it's really a struggle to get it up. I'm gonna tell you that. Anyway, so before, like when I was circumcised, I had to roll the foreskin back, and then when it was like rock hard, you know, because you know how I get like rock solid hard, just like the rock, like a Dwayne Johnson in like Baywatch, you know, that's how fucking rock hard I get. And it just like the foreskin is not even like, it's not doing anything because it's like behind the
exactly,
thing.
That's what I'm saying. It's like
yeah.
a bunch of blanket.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Come here, vagina. Let me
yeah.
comfort you with
yeah.
my skin.
Yeah. But when it's soft, I will tell you, the masturbation part is so much easier because it like, when I was younger, yo, I could masturbate
on... Oh my god, now I get
on...
it. Why they took away the thing so kids wouldn't masturbate.
Exactly. Because now...
I don't know.
Okay, before my circumcision, I would be on an airplane. I once was at a hairstylist. I got a haircut under the robe. I looked at a picture of Emma Watson with a, like, you can slightly see her nipple, and I was just like rubbing one out very easily on airplanes, at school, at work. Like, it was so easy to just like rub one out on the spot, like while walking down the you know, like walking down the boardwalk. Anytime I'd be ready to just like rub one out.
I think it's very good that men are circumcised because what he's explaining is very dangerous for society.
No, I'm just saying,
men should not be allowed to rub things
no,
out.
No, I was so, and as a teenager,
in public.
I didn't work that as a teenager. I was so horny. It was just like, it was really a thing. And then I stopped. I don't masturbate anymore. Like really. Okay. The last couple of weeks I have like kind of like, because you've been a little distant. But anyways, let's not talk about that. It was so easy to do that. And then after, I always
Hold
have
on.
To
Let's
get
take care
loop.
Of this right now.
No, I always have to get loop after. It's a struggle, you know.
Now
coconut
oil
is not.
Make
it's
sense.
Not cheap. Yeah.
You know, maybe the lube industry was like, cut off the skins so we have
I think so.
So we can sell our lubes.
I think
what
I think
would petroleum jelly be for? And is that what it is, lube, petroleum jelly?
I don't know, I use coconut oil, as you know.
Yeah.
can't cook.
Well, but I think the story of it is that Kellogg's, the brand, they had a lot of influence and they didn't want to, I guess they were like Christian or something. And fact check in the comments, let me know if I'm wrong. But I think they ran a campaign to get young guys circumcised because it is not a Christian thing to masturbate, right? And it's definitely harder to do that. And maybe Kellogg's also was branching out. This is a conspiracy theory right now, but I think Kellogg's started like a lube business under a different name and then like cut all the penises off.
I think so too. Yeah.
High five. Exposed. Coconut oil industry exposed. That's it. And also on this podcast, I want to talk about some recent news. And recently in Los Angeles, there has been a big controversy about We Spa. It's a Korean spa in Los Angeles, and there's women's and men's sections, right? And people are generally naked. And there was an incident where, and again, I don't know, I've read different sources about the story. They're all slightly different. But the bottom line is a transgender woman who now identifies as a woman, but doesn't necessarily express herself as a woman.
She's not presenting as a woman.
Exactly. So she didn't, she walked out in We Spa in the women's section with her penis out.
And they said she had a beard.
And she had a beard apparently, right?
That's what one article said.
Okay. And like I said, they're all a little bit different. So what is, and now there's a big controversy because a mother with her daughter who saw that penis in the woman's section complained to We Spa that this man cannot show up here, and then they corrected her saying that no, there's actually a woman, she identifies as a woman, and it's 2021, times are very sensitive right now, and we all want to, it's a new topic we want to learn about, right? And there's like big protests now about like the anti-trans movement basically against the LGBTQ pro-trans community, and there was a big protest in LA, and I got a notification on my phone to break up the protest. How would you feel if you walked into the women's section naked and you saw a transgender woman with a penis?
So, generally, I don't want to answer this. Why would you put something so controversial?
I don't know. It's not. I don't know. I know it's very controversial, but I think we should be able
There's
to
no
talk
right
about.
Answer.
There is no right answer.
You can't talk about it.
It's just no. I think we can. You can talk about it. You know, it's like a. It's just a difficult thing because you don't want to offend anybody. It's a new thing to learn about. So let me say this. I can see both sides. I can see the side where it's like, hey, I don't want my daughter to see a penis, and also like. It's just not expected yet. You know, it's nothing you're familiar with. It's rough, especially in America. In Europe, where I'm from, it's more normal to be naked, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like if I saw a person walking around with a penis in the women's section and they had the demeanor of a man, like a dominant male, and they scared me, then I'd be very uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. But if they clearly were very feminine and like had a feminine presence, then maybe I would think, oh shit, times are fucking changing. I don't have a daughter. So it's like, I think if I had a daughter and I didn't, I wasn't on board with the movement and I didn't want her to learn about it that way, then yeah, I would be upset. But if I had a daughter and I was like, oh look, a penis. Honey, this is a learning moment.
Yeah.
That man actually identifies as a woman. You know, I think it just depends on what kind of person you are. And that's the controversy, is you can't control anyone around you. So I think during this big transition, as people are transitioning, we just have to like chill out, you know, chill. Because it's hard, things are changing, and it's really confusing for a lot of people, especially the people that refuse to be empathetic, refuse to understand. I personally like went into an all gender neutral bathroom in Europe somewhere, I was like, ah! And I saw a man inside, and I was like, I was not expecting that, because it didn't say all genders, it just said toilet.
Yeah, for sure.
And so at first I was like, ah! There's a man! Yeah. It was not a transgender woman.
Yeah.
It was a man. And then I like relaxed because I was like, okay, this is what everyone agrees to do here.
Absolutely, yeah.
You have to trust. It's like
The fear is like, is that just a man pretending to be a transgender woman
and
that wants to rape, you know, women in a, take advantage of women, you know, like, yeah, because there are men that do stuff like
exactly.
that.
Exactly, and so I think that's the problem,
We just have to learn to trust.
Yeah.
And like, if we trust the wrong person, then that's a consequence that we all
The problem is just, how do you judge that, right? How do you differentiate between a man who has bad intentions?
I think it's the vibe.
Okay.
I think it's what I was trying to say.
No, but I mean, like, where do you draw the line, right? If I say, how can you deny
me? Wait, I want to impersonate the person.
Okay.
Okay. So I walk in and I identify as a woman, but I'm a man, right?
Okay.
So I might like, you know, I might like have more of a feminine way of like presenting, even if I still have a wiener.
Okay.
But if I'm a man and I know I'm a man and I'm going into the ladies' room because I want to say I identify as a woman, but I'm just a dude, I might still like kind of walk like this, you know?
But that's also like, I mean, that could also be an issue with like gender stereotyping. Like how do you-
how do we communicate?
That's the question I'm asking. Like how do you-
Stereotypes are communication.
It's true, but how can you deny me? Like, cause I mean, there's gay people, right? Who identify as like very flamboyant.
But I'm not talking
and then there's
about gay people.
No, I'm saying general people, right? So there's also like lesbians. They're very butch lesbians. There's like very like feminine lesbians. So how can you, for example, if I just said, came up to you and was like, hey, I identify as a woman now. How can you deny me that, right? If I just say, that's how I feel, do I have to then also do the things that are stereotypically like associated with
Well, then what's the point of identifying as a woman if there's, like,
that's a good question.
If nothing changes, if you present as a man,
yeah,
you still do every, you know what I mean? Like, I think, I think making the claim, because you can't redefine the gender, right? You can't be like, I identify as a woman and a woman is a man. Like, no, that's not what the transition is. The transition is, I identify as a woman.
It's so complicated.
Really complicated. I identify as a woman. I have male body parts, but they don't represent me. Therefore, I'm going to express myself the way that I feel is right. And I usually that means there's more of a feminine vibe coming out of the person. If there's no feminine vibe and it's all masculine energy, then why are, then I don't, then yeah, that's gonna be really hard to understand as they're identifying as a woman, because then it's just like the label doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah.
Then why do we have the label?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Label is communication.
Mm-hmm.
That's why people label things. Like when you open up a cabinet and you want sugar, but it looks like salt and sugar, and you're like, which one is fucking sugar? We need
the
labels.
That's a great point. That's a great point.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's a very controversial topic, guys. Let me know in the comments what do you think about this. I have no answer. There's no right or wrong. It's just something we.
I hope that we didn't say anything offensive.
I hope we didn't.
You guys want to see something cool? Mario bit my leg the other day, and now, abuse.
Yeah, I do that. Do you like when I bite you?
Yes, I do. He bites my butt sometimes.
I am very, I'm a very biting person.
He bites my butt.
Because my spirit animal is a motherfucking puma. So watch out.
I'm a little kitty.
You are. But no, you're, I asked my mother, so funny shit. I asked my mom in German, she met my mom now. I met her parents too.
Oh, we met everyone's parents.
We met everyone's parents, so wait. And so I asked my mom what she thinks Vida's spirit animal was, and she goes like, octopus. And I was like, yes, mom. Yes, mom. Look, it just looks just like an octopus.
And I was like, why? And she's like, because she's always moving around.
When I was younger in high school, you know what my nickname in high school was?
Shiny Dick.
Shiny Dick.
Actually, every
and
day...
And you want to find out now, would you agree with that statement? No. I don't even know why they called me that. They just called me Shiny Dick. To this day, I'm trying to figure out. It's not that
he
shiny.
He probably wore shiny pants one day and his dick, like, area was, like, glistening. And they're like, look, his dick is shiny.
World
We're going to Copenhagen.
Pride. We're going to go to Gay Pride, Copenhagen.
I'm going to make out with a girl.
I'm going to make out with a girl, too, which is her. And also maybe a guy if she lets me.
Or you can make out with a girl. Oh, this is really exciting.
Okay.
We're gonna go the same girl.
Yeah, we're gonna go to Gay Pride in Copenhagen, and then we're gonna find out more about life. And then we're gonna go to Berlin. Jeff Kasser's gonna meet us in Berlin, and then we're gonna go to clubs in Berlin, have fun, and then Jeff and I are gonna do another trip to Mykonos, to Ibiza maybe, and then back to LA, I guess. So this is a lot of shit happening.
And I go home at that point, because it's a boys' trip.
It's a boys' trip, you know? Because guys, once the girl leaves, then the party really starts. Thanks for watching. Subscribe for a new episode. Check out some videos down below. Thank you so much for coming on, baby.
I love you.
I love you. I love you.
For bringing me to Germany so I could be in your pod. casting. Also, guys, I would love to be in more of Mario's videos, so just comment below what character you want me to play. Do I steal Travis? Do I steal Jeff? Do I steal his whole
bald sex
show?
Okay.
Is it then the Vita show?